And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I've got a question for you. How do you turn $16,000 into over $90,000? Now, there's a condition to the question. In a five-year period. Well, some of you think that cryptocurrencies are all the rage. Yeah, you're all about Bitcoin, and you buy into Bitcoin, and you've got these little Bitcoin things that do these mining things. And I still can't wrap my head around the whole Bitcoin thing. But I've got a buddy that's doing Bitcoin. He's been doing Bitcoin for a while, and he's made some money in Bitcoin. But here's what I noticed about my buddy with his investing in Bitcoin. It's kind of like the same roller coaster as the stock market. What he's doing is he's speculating. He's putting money into something, and he's hoping that it's going to go up in value. He doesn't know for sure that it's going to go up in value, but he's got a hunch, right? He's got that certain feeling on the back of his neck that tells him, hey, this is a good thing. Now, when he showed me his Bitcoin stuff the other day, he said he had about, I think he said $30,000 or $40,000 invested in Bitcoin, and if it does what it's supposed to do, it could turn into about $150,000. And I said, okay, so what are you going to do with the $150,000 if you hit that strike point? You know what he told me? I'm going to buy real estate. And I said, well, wait a minute. Why, if you've just made all this money in Bitcoin, why are you willing to step away from Bitcoin and invest in something like real estate? And he said this: I feel like there's a lot more control over real estate. I think there's a lot more control over owning an asset that you can physically touch. I think there's a lot more control over having somebody live in your property that's, you know, you've chosen to live in that property, and they're taking care of that property. And of course, you're taking care of that property because it's an investment asset for you. So you've given that property over to somebody, and it's in good working condition, and they've accepted it in good working condition, and they're going to work with you to make sure that that property stays in good working condition. And that benefits you as a real estate investor. It benefits him. He's starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And the other thing that he's realized is that this cryptocurrency investing, it's got him ripping his hair out. It does, because it's like, to him, it's like being in Vegas. It's like standing at the table and then, you know, waiting to see what happens. The dice are rolled. Will the dice come out the way that you want them to come out, or will the dice come out in a completely different way, in a way that you don't want them to come out? Yeah, that's what cryptocurrency investing is for him. It's closer to gambling. Now, he's kind of doing okay, and you might be in cryptocurrency, and you might be doing kind of okay too. But what happens when the floor falls out of cryptocurrency? What happens then? And I know some of you are screaming at the radio, the floor will never fall out of cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is here to stay. Cryptocurrency is the next currency. It is the currency of the future. Okay, I hear you, but the way we've been doing currency for a while is kind of the way that we've been doing currency for a while. And I don't see us having to shift off of what we are doing to move to something that's even more speculative and more, in my opinion, risky. So this goes back to the question that I have for you. What would you do in order to take $16,000 and turn it into a little over $90,000 in a five-year period of time? Now, what I would do is I would invest in real estate. The way I would do it is I would buy an asset that was made available to me to purchase. And that's exactly what I'm doing, is I'm analyzing an asset that came into my inbox last night. And what I've determined is that I could buy this asset. It would cost me $16,000 of my own money. That's money I'm investing into the asset. So I'm putting $16,000 of my own hard-earned money into this asset. And then, because I have purchased this asset correctly and all of the mathematical formulas are working in my favor, what I'm getting is a way to make money on real estate five different ways. And I'm compiling all of those ways together. And what it does for me is it gives me the opportunity to turn $16,000 into over $90,000 in a 5-year period of time. Now, it's not mumbo jumbo. I know the rates of return that you're calculating in your mind make it seem like, well, ow, that's a risky investment. I mean, that sounds like you're doing something that's super risky, because you've been conditioned that a 7-9% return on investment is a fair return on investment. And I'm here to tell you, it's a mediocre return on investment. Yeah, there are other investments you can make where you can get a better rate of return than 7-9% in the stock market. And one of those ways is with residential income producing real estate. Now, this particular property that came into my inbox, it's worth $185,000, all fixed up. You got to add the all fixed up portion to the sentence, because if you don't add the all fixed up portion, what you're looking at is a house that's really only worth $92,000. And that's what you can buy it for. You can write a check for $92,000 and you can buy that property. And when you fix it up, it's going to be worth $185,000. Essentially, you're spending less than 50 cents on the dollar to acquire the property. Now, I don't want you to write a check for $92,000. And here's why I don't want you to do that. First of all, you may not have $92,000 to invest, because what I'm talking about is you have $16,000, right? Okay, so one of the reasons why you shouldn't write a check for $92,000, even if you have the money, is that's not an effective use of your money. You're not getting the more significant returns on investment if you invest $92,000 of your own money. Because here's the other thing you need to understand. You're going to need another $61,000 for rehab and closing costs. And holding costs. Yeah, $61,000. So you take the $92,000, you add the $61,000, and you need $153,000 cash to do this deal. Except I'm telling you, you can invest in this deal for $16,000. So how do you do it? Well, you take advantage of something called a hard money loan. Now, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have something called a vendor marketplace. And the vendor marketplace is designed to give you access to different entities that are out there that you can put on your team. Some of the entities that are out there happen to be hard money lenders. And what a hard money lender does is they loan you a certain amount of money based on the after repair value of an asset, not the current value of the asset. So in other words, this property is worth $185,000 all fixed up in the current marketplace. That's if it was all fixed up and you did an appraisal, you would find that it's worth $185,000. But this property is not all fixed up. It is kind of torn up. And it's going to take, like I mentioned, $61,000 of additional money in order to fix that property up. But you're not going to spend $61,000 of your own money. You're not going to spend $92,000 to buy the property. What you're going to wind up doing is spending approximately $16,000 to buy the property, to rehab the property, to find a great resident to live in the property. And then you're going to stabilize the property by putting long-term financing on the property. And at the end of the day, when the dust all settles, you're only spending $16,000 of your own money. Now, the secret is that hard money loan. Because that hard money lender is willing to lend you 70% of the after repair value. You heard me correctly. 70% of the after repair value. So you're able to take that 70% that they're loaning you, and you're able to cover the acquisition costs of $92,000. Plus, you're able to cover the rehab and the closing costs up to about $45,000 when you run out of money. Now, when you run out of money, this is where your $16,000 comes into play, because you're making up the difference between what the hard money lender can and will do for you and what your all-in cost is on the property. Now, the neat thing about this property is that when you buy this property, fix it up, find a great resident to live in this property, and then you put long-term financing on this property, you will have done all of this at wholesale pricing. So you will have kept your acquisition price, your rehab costs, your closing, your holding costs to a wholesale price point, which means you will have captured equity in the property. This is additional equity in the property based on the after repair value and what you actually are all in at. The difference between those two numbers is $32,000. You heard me correctly, $32,000. $153,000. That means that your all-in price point is $153,000, of which you only put $16,000 of your own money into play. And you're capturing an additional $32,000. You're essentially getting a return on capital gain of 200%. How did I figure that out? Well, I took the $32,000 of net equity that you're capturing, and I divided it by the $16,000 that you put into the asset. So you're getting a 200% rate of return just on the equity capture. So when you think about it, you've put $16,000 of your money into this asset, right? And only $16,000. But you're now controlling an asset that's worth $185,000. You've captured an additional $32,000 of equity. So you have total equity in this property right now, as of the time you acquire it and rehab it, of $48,000. $48,000. You've essentially tripled your money just by capturing equity in this asset. Now, here's the neat thing. I said you were going to make $90,000, did I not? I said the number was actually more than $90,000. It's a little bit higher than $90,000. So you're going to turn $16,000 into $90,000. Now, I just showed you a way that you're going to make some of that money, and that was in equity capture. Yeah, you're tripling your money, but that's not all of the money you're going to make. You're also going to get money from cash flow. You're going to get money from principal pay down. You're going to get money from the natural appreciation of real estate. You're going to get money from the fact that the tax laws that are on the books are beneficial to us as real estate investors, which means that the cash flow that you earn on this asset, you're not going to pay taxes on the cash flow because you're going to have something called depreciation, which is going to wipe out the annual cash flow. Now, speaking of cash flow, you're going to make right at $4,000 a year in cash flow. $4,000 a year that you can spend anywhere you want. I'll tell you the significance of that. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Del Wamsley interviews Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
We purchased for $8.275 and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007 for a $297 membership. Save $443 off the regular price. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm just asking you, you know, how you would go about turning $16,000 into well over $90,000. And the way I would do it is I would buy real estate. I would buy a single family asset. I would use $16,000 as the amount of money that I'm contributing to the asset. And over time, over a five-year period of time, when you calculate the five different ways we make money in real estate, I'm going to turn that $16,000 into well over $90,000. Now, I explained to you earlier in the show what the concept of equity capture is. And what equity capture is, well, I'll just tell you again, because I think it just bears repeating. Equity capture is when you buy an asset for wholesale pricing, you repair it and improve it at wholesale pricing, and you find a great resident to live in that property, and you're still at wholesale pricing. So in other words, between the acquisition cost, the repair costs, the closing and holding costs, you are still well below what the fair market value for that property, all fixed up in the neighborhood it is in, is currently at. So in my example that I gave you on today's show, we're buying an asset that's worth $185,000, but we're not spending a total of $185,000 for the property because we're capturing $32,000 of equity, which means our all-in cost, in other words, everything, is $153,000. So the difference between $153K and $185K is $32K. That's $32,000 of additional equity that we're not spending our cash on, but we are the benefits. We are the beneficiary of receiving that benefit. Boy, that was a hard one to get out, but I got it out. All right. So one of the other ways we make money in real estate has to do with something called cash flow. And cash flow is really the primary reason why you want to buy real estate assets, because when you buy them correctly and they're producing cash flow for you and your household, you can use that cash flow to spend it on anything that you want. If you want to take the wife out to dinner, you've got the cash flow to do it. If you want to make your car payment, you've got the cash flow to do it. If you want to make your power bill payment, you go ahead and do that because you've got the cash flow to do it. Now, this particular asset, when I did my calculations and I determined what the rent was and I took away the cost of the mortgage, which is your principal, your interest, your insurance, and your taxes, PITI, it resulted in me having a cash flow every month of $333. Yeah, $333. Now, that's not crazy money to live off of, right? I mean, you could go out to dinner and you could spend $333 and have a really nice dinner, right? But at the end of the day, what that money is to you is whatever it is to you. To me, I use that money to offset my expenses of living. So in other words, the first things that I pay for with the cash flow that comes into my checking account is I pay for my expenses of living. I pay for my mortgage. I pay for my clothing costs. I pay for my meals. I pay for my, I would say car payments, but I don't have any car payments. But I do have insurance payments on those cars. I do have maintenance costs on those cars. I do have fuel costs on those cars. So at the end of the day, whatever it costs me to live, I'm using passive income to make sure that I'm achieving those payments. So if I had more expenses than I have income, I would not be real estate retired. I would have to literally get back into the workforce because I would have to make up the difference. But because I have achieved a space in my life where I have more passive income coming in that it meets or exceeds my expenses of living, I am real estate retired. So what I'm explaining to you is that you should use the $333 that comes in off of this asset to offset your costs of living. And then once you've offset all those costs of living, then go out and do what you want with it. Now, many Lifestyles Unlimited members, they put that money aside that's in addition to their costs of living because they're saving that money up so that they can buy more assets. It's part of the strategy of becoming and maintaining real estate retirement while working on your lifestyle. But let me get back to this example, because what we're talking about today is we're talking about taking a $16,000 amount of money and turning it into well over $90,000. One of the ways we do that is with the cash flow. Now, $333 a month cash flow on an asset doesn't sound like crazy money to you, but here's what it represents to me. Almost $4,000 per year. Yeah, when you annualize that, you get $3,996. We'll call it $4,000 per year. That's like giving yourself a $4,000 a year raise. And over a five-year period of time, and let's just assume you don't raise the rents or anything like that, you are projecting to receive approximately $20,000 in cash flow. Essentially, if you just looked at the cash flow and you just took the money from the cash flow and you replaced the money that you used to buy the asset, at the end of year four, you will have developed enough money in cash flow that you will have recovered all the money that you put into the asset. And as a result of that, you're technically at unlimited rates of return. You're technically at unlimited rates of return. If you hold the property for 5 years, you're getting $20,000 of cash flow. So you're more than exceeding the amount of money that you put into the asset. But keep in mind, we use that money to offset our costs of living. So we don't necessarily look at it from the standpoint of, okay, well, I can't use any of that money for the first 4 years because I've got to get my seed capital back. That's not the way to look at it. The way to look at it is I've invested $16,000 of my hard-earned money into this particular asset. This asset has not only produced $32,000 in additional equity that I've captured in the deal, which is wealth that goes on my balance sheet, it's also producing $4,000 per year, and I can use that money to offset my cost of living. That's the way you need to look at it. Now, the asset also produces money other ways. There's something called natural appreciation. And one of the things that we've determined at Lifestyles Unlimited is that real estate has a tendency to double in value every 20 years. Now, it's faster in some places, it's slower in other places, but 20 years seems to be that sweet spot, which means your asset needs to go up 3.5% per year. If it goes up 3.5% per year, year over year, at the end of 20 years, you will have hit that doubling effect. So what does that mean to you as a real estate investor? It means that you've bought an asset that in today's market value, all fixed up, is worth $185,000. If it goes up 3.5% over the first year, that means the value has risen to $191,475. If it goes up 3.5% in the second year, now your value's at over $198,000. If it goes up 3.5% in year three, your value is over $205,000. If it goes up 3% in year four, now it's valued at well over $212,000. And if it goes up 3.5% in year five, your value is now just under $220,000. So what that represents is it represents an increase in accrued appreciation on your asset of over $34,000. It's almost $35,000 in value that property has gone up over time. And over a five-year period of time, you could turn that $16,000 into over $90,000. The way you do it is you buy a single-family asset for pennies on the dollar. Yeah, you pay wholesale pricing, you repair the property while still maintaining wholesale pricing, and then you do something called capture equity in the asset, because all of your costs for acquisition, repairs, closing, and holding come in below what the fair market value is, or the appraised value in the marketplace is for the asset. So this particular asset has an after repair value of $185,000, but our all-in costs are only going to be $153,000. And because we're taking advantage of a hard money loan, we're not spending $150,000 of our hard-earned money. We're taking advantage of that 70% loan to value against the after repair value that the hard money lender is bringing to the table. And because of that, we're only injecting $16,000 of our own money into the deal. By doing so, we're capturing an additional $32,000 of equity, which gives us $48,000 in total equity. Now, that $48,000 gets us halfway to that $90,000. Think about it. I've also told you that over a period of 5 years, you should make approximately $20,000 cash flow in this particular asset. So you take $48,000, you add another $20,000 to it, and what do you got? You got $68,000, right? Okay. Now, I've also suggested that over time, the property will tend to go up in value. And I suggested that for planning purposes, you could use 3.5% because that gets us to a doubling effect at the end of 20 years. And what I suggested was now you've got an additional $35,000 of additional equity that occurs because over that 5 year period of time, the property has gone up 3.5% per year. So now we're actually getting past the point where we're beyond that $90,000. So you're probably thinking, well, wait a minute, Al, we're beyond $90,000. Why is it you say we're only going to make $90,000? Because one of the things that we're not calculating yet are the costs of sale. we would eventually sell this property at the end of a five-year period. When we sell that property, we're going to incur some selling expenses. And I like to calculate my selling expenses at about 8%. So when you take out the selling expenses, you've got about $15,000 in selling expenses at the end of year five. Does that make sense? Okay, I know that makes sense to you. So the point I'm trying to make is that real estate is positioned uniquely to where you are making money over time. You're making money in different ways. Part of that money comes from equity positions in the asset, which don't pay you cash directly. But what it does for you is it allows you to have equity in the asset so that if you did sell the asset, it would be money that you would realize. It would be a realized capital gain at that point. Okay, one of the other ways we make money in real estate that I haven't talked about yet is this concept of principal pay down. And what principal pay down is kind of a interesting concept because you're going to make a mortgage payment on this property. So part of that mortgage payment is going to go to principal payment. Part of it's going to go to interest payment. Now the interest, as I say all the time on the show, the interest is a business write-off. So you're going to be able to write that off as an expense against the property. Now the principal pay down, the amount of money that comes out of that mortgage payment that actually reduces the amount of money that you owe on the property, what that does for you is that increases the equity position in the property. So it's yet another way you are increasing the equity that you own and control in the property. So you think about it, you've got about $6,000 in the principal pay down, you've got about another $35,000 in the appreciation. That takes us to $41,000. You've got a $32,000 in equity capture. So that takes us, what, to something like $83,000? That's $83,000 of equities in the property, and the property is still producing $20,000 in physical cash to you over a five-year period of time. When you finally get to the end of the five-year period of time, you've decided that it's time to sell the property. So you sell the property. And over that five-year period of time, what has happened is you have taken $16,000, which you injected into the property 5 years ago, and now you are getting a windfall of approximately, well, more than $90,000 in windfalls. Part of that is going to come from the fact that you're taking all of your equity out of the asset. Part of that comes from the fact that you've made $20,000 already in the form of cash flow. So at the end of the day, you're going to get a nice check from the escrow company when you transact this property. Well, what you do is you go out and you look at the different real estate markets and you figure out what assets you want to buy to replace the asset you just sold. And if you've got about $90,000 available to you, if you think about that for a minute, I've got $90,000 available to me. 5 years ago, I had $16,000 available to me, and I was able to turn $16,000 into well over $90,000. Now you've got like $90,000. How many properties could you buy at $16,000 each? Yeah, you're doing the math. Your math is working in your head, right? And you're already getting to the number. You're getting to the number of potentially four properties. So essentially, over a five-year period of time, you sold one property and you're able to buy three, possibly four to replace it. Now you think about that. If you had started with 10 single-family properties, you would be potentially looking at 40 properties to replace the 10. Of course, at that point, I would suggest you ought to just buy a small multifamily apartment community, and that way you could have economies of scale. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.